allergy and sinus sufferers can learn about the latest treatment methods this Thursday at a free presentation in Salem. Ear, nose, and throat specialist Dr. Pratik Shrenet will lead the talk, and he says without a doubt, this is one of the worst times for allergy and sinus sufferers. And he also reminds us, though, that when our body reacts from exposures to allergens like pollen and grass, it's simply our body's own defense mechanisms trying to defend us.
Exactly, yeah. Whether it's an invader by an allergen or an invader as if a bacteria or a virus, it's the body fighting against it, trying to wall off that irritation by swelling up. But unfortunately, patients get symptomatic with it and eventually have some problems of sinusitis.
Sure. Is sinusitis worse here in southern Illinois at different times of the year? And if so, why is that?
Yes, it is. And that, again, brings us to the question, like, what kind of sinus disease it is. So sinusitis that's caused more with allergies and inflammation caused by allergies, they are worse in spring, summer, and fall when most of the allergens are very active. And there are different allergens that are active in different seasons. Southern Illinois, being a low-pressure area, watershed area, somewhat more... an area where most of the allergens do kind of auto-populate, and there's a very high abundance of that. Definitely allergy-related sinusitis is too much. But not only that, because in a week we get seasons which fluctuates from anywhere from being really cold to being really hot. The fluctuation of weather leads to a lot of other pathogens and bacteria that invade through the sinus membrane, and the infectious sinusitis is also very common and more so in southern Illinois just for that reason, which is usually in other parts of the country would be more likely happening in only wintertime.
According to statistics from SSM Health, in this country, we spend nearly $6 billion a year on trying to get relief from allergies and sinus problems. And that's not the only cost.
Just to tell you about few numbers about it, sinusitis and sinus-related work issues and not being able to work because of sinus headache is 8 times more than somebody having a chest pain and not going there. It's that common, and it really affects a normal person's livelihood and somebody who has to get out and work for a living. And so with the headaches and the symptoms are worse enough that the other thing is that they're lingering around. They are all year round. It's not something that happened, really got you down, and you're all better, and then you're back to normal. It is something that's more and more happening again and again and being chronic. So you are missing work continuously. Even at work, you are not able to be that productive because of the symptoms. And so it really affects in a lot higher stronger perspective as compared to some of the other severe diseases that we know of.
And what can our doctors do?
So treatment options start from the very beginning with just avoidance of things that are causing the sinuses to get inflamed. So using a good hygiene to make sure that you're not again around sick people, or you're having a good hand hygiene, that you're not cross-contaminating an infection. Then the other things that you're allergic to, you are avoiding those allergens. Two, the second step, where if you are having symptoms enough and you're it's hard to avoid everything, then medication, namely medications that work on allergies, medication that work on inflammation, would be the next step. And people who either require multiple courses of that medication, a long-term course of those medication, or even on being on medication, not getting any better, surgery would be an option. And that also ranges from being just minimally invasive surgeries to more extensive kind based on what stage of disease process they are at.
And thanks to technology, Dr. Shrenet describes some pretty promising new treatments.
Yes, so previously sinus, as you can understand, that sinuses are in your cavities in the head, hard to reach areas, hard to see those places. So we have newer and advanced endoscopes and cameras that can that give us very good visualization of each and every part of the sinuses. Not only that, the sinus surgery can be done in a process called image-guided sinus surgery, where you're using a patient's CAT scan and trying to see it in real time while you're doing the sinus surgery to exactly be correct structure-wise, not harming anything, and do a more appropriate surgery. And then we have few newer tools available to do surgery or reestablish those pathways of sinus drainage, which are more minimally invasive, like a balloon sinuplasty or using a balloon to open the sinuses and drain them well, and then keep the sinus pathway open by placing drug-eluting stent, just like you might have heard about people in their hearts getting sure. that placed. There are similar kind of stents available that can be placed in the sinuses that give the appropriate amount of drug delivery that keeps the sinus open even after having been opened surgically. So those are some of the new advances that are available.
Dr. Pratik Srinet of SSM Medical Group talking about the latest treatment options available to help allergy and sinus sufferers. And of course, you can learn more on Thursday, March 28, 2019, at a free community health presentation with Dr. Srinet. It's titled Sinus Disease and Surgery, Breaking the Myths. His presentation will start at 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Salem. For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.